dedication followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Bob Grab. Please rise.
I want to pray. Almighty God, in giving us dominion over things on earth, you made us fellow workers in your creation. Give us wisdom and reverence so to use the resources of nature that no one may suffer from our abuse of them, and the generations yet to come may continue to praise you for your bounty. Amen.
Please face the flag and repeat after me.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Marine Resources Commission. I can assure you that if you are here on a matter, you will be afforded an opportunity to be heard. The first item on the agenda are minutes. We have two separate minutes to be approved. The first minutes are the December 2008 minutes. Have you had a chance to review the 2008 minutes? And if so, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the minutes of the
minute. Second. Motion made to approve. That you're coming to the agenda next. The motion made and second to approve the December 16, 2008 minutes. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the January 2009 meeting, minutes of the meeting. Any corrections, deletions, omissions? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second? Ms. Fox. Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Are there any corrections by or deletions by members of the commission? Corrections by staff. Deletions, amendments. Mr. Grab?
Yes, sir. Item 5, L. 40 law has been withdrawn. The appeal was withdrawn on the 20th. Winds Island Condominium Association, we're asking that that be continued until March. On the staff request. And we've had a request for a continuance on items 11 and 12 to March. But the other two conveyances we're prepared to see on that.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience here motion for continuance on any matters? Yes, sir. Go forward, please. Good morning.
Morning.
State your name, please.
Randy
Robert. Raise your hand. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God. State your case, please.
I'm here in regards to Waterview Miami.
I'm
here for 08-0534, the Waterview Landing LLC. That's on the docket number 6. We just had an opportunity to get together, the adjacent landowners, and we've really determined that we're not really qualified to argue this in front of the commission. And we've like to be able to have 1 month to retain an attorney to represent us, John Daniel. And the group have spoken, and he's interested in representing us on this. So we'd like to have a continuance till next month.
Have you, in fact, retained counsel at this
yes,
juncture?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Mr. Grab, your position on the matter. I recall this matter was continued last month. Can you give me the circumstances for which it was continued last month?
You'll recall that in December we heard a wetlands appeal on this.
Right.
It was continued a month at the request at that time of
the opposition.
Mm-hmm. The wetlands appeal was continued. We didn't put it on the January agenda because of the length of the agenda. But the commission's policy has been to only continue an item when an appellant is requesting, if it's with the concurrence of the applicant. The applicant is here and represented today, and the staff's recommendation would be we have no problem continuing if the applicant, in this case, agree to continue, but it's a question for the commission.
Okay, is the applicant here represented? Mr. Edley, good morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is Chuck Rudley.
solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give, be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed.
My name is Chuck Rodley with Williamsburg Environmental Group. I represent Waterview in this matter. I have conferred with my client, and they are requesting that the commission act on the application before them today. There has been quite a bit of history. I can understand the Mr. Rivercombe's position, but there seems to have been plenty of time to seek assistance from others. This matter was before the Middlesex Wetlands Board for most of last summer, and has now come back to you for your action.
Okay. I don't mean to diminish where it's been before, but I think when it gets to this level, I think this is maybe a little bit different. I'll leave it up to the commission. Can I mention about the commission numbers? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If one of the parties has just now retained counsel, seems to me that they ought to be afforded an opportunity to present their case as well. And if they've just done that, they would not have had time to prepare the case. Seems to me to be appropriate to continue it, give both sides a fair hearing on the issue.
Is that a motion?
I would move that we continue Waterview Landing 08-0534 to next month.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Wade. Further discussion? Let me just tell you that I like to keep the dockets moving. I don't like, but at the same time, having spent time in court before, I think it's appropriate that everyone has an opportunity to put on their best offense and defense, especially when it's at probably one of the last areas of decision making. So with that, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We will hear it the March meeting. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Any other corrections, additions, deletions, Mr. Graham, on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
With the staff that's going to testify and members of the Virginia State Marine Science that may be testifying today, please stand and be sworn. You saw this where the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so have you got it. Thank you very much. Mr. Graham. Page 2 items.
Commissioner,
I'm sorry, excuse me, Mr. Webb. I'm receiving some assistance from my very capable commission members. Now that we have the agenda, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved, Mr.
Chair. Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Agenda as amended is approved.